He has been a key person in promulgating, proselytizing EPS, EPT as a practice within the United States. His talk today basically will set a little bit of a stage for what it is, and then talk about some implementation in a few environments. And he even gave me like 5 minutes and 10 minutes, which will never work out that way. So expedited partner therapy is the practice of treating sex partners. So okay, that's what he wants to talk about. So EPT is the idea that you were diagnosed with a bacteriological STD. For the two who don't know much about it, you go into a clinic or a provider, and the provider says, well, you know, it's a bummer you have an STD, but congratulations, it's treatable, and I'll give you some extra medication, or in some cases, an extra prescription. You say, I don't know, but okay, sure. You take it home to your partner is then treated, and ideally your partner comes in and gets checked. There's some sketchiness in different environments, whether or not how much you push that return visit and so on and so forth. The idea is it's a natural extension of presumptive treatment and outreach. How do we get people treated faster to sort of cut off the co-infection, reinfection, comorbidity cycle that's going on? So an STD that is treatable via oral medication, point of origin in which medications or prescriptions can be dispersed, typically a clinic, could be done in primary care, has not been done in private offices very often, although some doctors have said that they have done this over time, but there's no systematic approach to it. A mechanism through which either can be brought to sex partners of infected people, so a way to get it to them. Essentially, it shows that, you know, the research today, he's looking over some of the studies that have looked at efficacy, shows that right here is our PDPT, which is just another synonym for EPT, patient-delivered partner therapy. It has an odds ratio that shows it favorable. It works. More partners are treated if you use it, so it's effective. More partners are treated if you use it. It's only recommended in the guidelines for heterosexual males and females. And again, I'm going to try to skip through some of this since I got about a half, 50-50 of folks who know what it is and folks who have done it. So again, for gonorrhea and chlamydia, that varies by state. Some states only treat for chlamydia. Some treat for both, depending on the jurisdiction. And again, heterosexual males, although California will treat for men who have sex with men. There's more caution with that because we don't have as much data, and the comorbidity with HIV issue is the primary problem. And then trich and syphilis, today's session, when we talk about EPT, we're not really talking about those, although it has been done. CDC guidance, program managers, and for those who came in, I am not Dr. Hugman. I am the second deliverer, so I'm giving his presentation. He couldn't be here with us today because of CDC funding cuts. Program managers should ensure that partners are treated according to CDC treatment guidelines. Those are available on the web if you would like them. Programs should consider field deliver therapy for gonorrhea and chlamydia. So basically what we just said, that EPT is for gonorrhea and chlamydia. Single dose oral therapy when feasible. And all appropriate parties, basically, can you make sure you're on good legal footing before you do this. Most of the states, and I think he's got some slides in here that allow us to look at it, the majority of states, it's now permissible, and it's been improving over the last couple of years. He did a presentation on this a few years back, and I think it was 8. We'll see the number, now it's like 26. We'll see it in a second. So in any event, in terms of EPT, if you're looking at the impact of this particular intervention, we have to look at, does it work? You know, efficacy and effectiveness. Does it work with a targeted group? If you do something with that particular targeted group, is it going to make a difference in the outcomes? That is, I may have the bestest ever intervention, but if I use it with people who aren't relevant to the outcomes that we're interested in, then it doesn't do us any good. So those two. And then is it accessible? Does it get out there in the world? Does it actually treat the people you want? Put those together, you get the prevention impact. He's going to argue that contribution, well, it's absolutely targeting the people you want. You're giving medicine to a partner, to a patient. That patient has a partner who's likely infected, and so you're hitting exactly one of the target audiences that is likely to result in reinfection, co-infection.
the efficacy of this particular thing, there's an increase in diagnosis and reinfection rates are decreased between 20 and 50% when you're using a procedure like this, where you're using EPT. The CDC reviewed the legality. This is where I was talking about. In 2006, 10 states had rules that were either explicitly allowing this, permitting it, or at least were vague enough that it was probably permissible. 13 had clear prohibitions, and 27 had mixed findings. Now, those same numbers are 26. 26 of the states, and we have a map on the next page, allow this. It's permissible in the regulations for your state. 8 still have clear prohibitions, and many of those are being addressed. And 16 still have the mixed findings. And again, a lot of people are working in a lot of jurisdictions. New York is one of the states that in the interim, if you happen to be from New York, passed legislation after a lot of foot dragging, and is now rolling this out. In fact, they're one of the organizations that my group under our grant is, I mean, one of the states that my group under our grant is working to create patient materials and tailor their patient materials to be a little more effective for their rollout. So this is the current CDC map. You can see the states that they where EPT is permissible and those where it's potentially allowable. You just want to, that's that mixed findings group, and then the remaining 8 states that are where it's prohibited. So if you happen to be one of those states, contact us. We'll try to see if we can get something moving in a foot. What the rest of his presentation is about, let's see if I want to do this. Coverage is uptake. A little bit of the CDC getting information out there. If you hit their website, that's it. And then he's going to wrap with, Baltimore's been doing several field trials with EPT. And essentially what they're seeing is that EPT results in a reduction in co-infection as it has in many of the studies that are out there. And it does so better than BYOP, which is bring your own partner, and patient referral to some extent. And you can see that the odds ratios are also favorable. Particularly with steady partners, note, because the key with EPT is, as I'll mention in one of my presentations, relationship. It does work with non-steady partners as well, but it's just harder. You can imagine walking up to somebody you don't know as well, casual partner, and say, I had an STD. Some people, it's not a problem. Some people, it is. So essentially, for all the CDC wants to get across is EPT, diagnosed with a bacteriological STD, we can treat the partner at the same time that we treat the patient by sending medication home to the patient. It's effective. It leads to reduced recurrence rates, and it is a relatively straightforward procedure to implement with patients. What I'm going to talk about. Hi, I'm Rick. I introduced myself a second ago. I have a long and checkered past. I will give you a little background just so you know who I am and why I'm talking about this. I've been a teacher and a technology coordinator, maybe a philosopher. Basically, my job in the world today is figure out why the hell people do the things they do and what we can do to change those things. So I end up in a lot of different projects, everything from, I mentioned to Kim when I walked in, prescription medication misuse to helping faith leaders conduct suicide prevention efforts. My main role is to conduct research studies that they explore why they're doing it, and then to tie that research into interventions, media interventions in particular, but any sort of intervention that changes behavior using that, and then evaluating it at the tail end. As I said, I've been involved in EPS and EPT for about 6 years now in various incarnations, and before that I've done STD prevention curricula for schools, evaluation delivery, and that kind of thing. I also am a father of 3 under 10, so I'm somewhat busy, more so with that than anything else.